All right, y'all, we are back. I'm sorry we had to do a two-parter. We just don't have enough time to get these stories out, and I don't feel like I do as good of a job as telling them to you when we have to do that. So, let's get going on this. On September 16th, he tweeted he had dreams that are more intense than usual. He dreamt he was laying in bed and was trying to roll in the opposite direction. And when he did, he saw a severed head with bloody stains. Ella screamed and yelled, quote, "What happened to you?" And it groaned, "It feels great." That's pretty terrifying. He felt uneasy for the whole night, and so the next day he went for a walk. When he passed the warehouse, he heard some noise from the other side. He went inside with his phone camera and saw some insulation and something that looked like a filing cabinet and a ripped up leather desk chair. When he looked at it closely, he recognized the face in the upper corner, which oddly resembled David.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yes. So, and y'all, I'm sorry this is kind of jumbled. I'm reading. It's kind of a mess to read through. So I'm sorry if it just sounds off a little bit. He thought maybe he would have, he decided to go on a trip to Japan, get away for a while. I don't exactly know why. He just said he was going to Japan. So, he found a statue that he thought was just beautiful. He was drawn to it. So he decided to take pictures all sides of it because it was kind of a roundish statue that had just, you know, stuff all around it. He moved to one side and almost dropped his phone because what did he see on the statue? A little statue of dear David. So let's see here. In November, he started dreaming about dear David again. He saw him in the chair again. This time, the green chair was not in his room, but a recliner he'd had for years. He just kind of moved it in there. Again, he was having his sleep paralysis. And knowing what dear David was about to do, Ellis was able to move his hands a little bit. He reached for his phone in his dream, and David started running towards Ellis. So he woke up and found no trace of David, but he did take tons of photos on his phone while he was asleep and noticed that he was not alone. Dear David was real and not just in his dreams because he captured them on his pictures. He started hearing sounds from the ceiling, which no one had access to from the roof because he was in the upstairs. And then he heard things just rolling around. He finally decided to go in the little crawl space of the ceiling. Like, what is that thing called where you open it up? But it's
an attic.
Not like, I guess, an attic. I don't know what it's called because it's not. It's like that little thing in your closet. Don't you have like a little.
An attic.
Okay. So he decided to. Well, I mean, it's weird looking. It's not like a normal attic door, it's like a little square. You just push it open.
Vertical access shaft.
Okay. That. So he saw that. And y'all, I'm sorry. It's a tough night tonight. Don't judge me. He pushed it open because he was hearing noises. And something flew out at him. He obviously.
Was it a bat?
Well, he's going to get rabies. So, obviously, he jumped back and he went to find what flew out of him. And it was a little boy's old leather shoe. Not like a tennis shoe, but like in the 1800s, early 1900s, those kind of shoes. It was a little boy's shoe. So, it freaked him out. He called his landlord. He got his landlord to come up there. And he's like, "Look, there's something up there. I'm hearing noises. You need to check it out." So the landlord gets there that afternoon and he goes up there and he comes back down and he's like, "This is all I found." Do you know what he found?
What did he find?
He found a little green handmade misshapen marble.
Like his head?
Yeah. And it was green. Like, I don't know why he has...
Like Ashland's teeth? Sorry.
I don't know why he has an obsession with green, but everything, like the chair is green. The chair from the factory that he saw was green. I don't know what it is about that. But yeah, he found a marble. Let's see. So the pet cam that he had, he's trying to figure out for sure what's going on. So he got back to that. But the pet camera that was monitoring everything, it didn't take pictures of the whole entire room. So what he did was he set up an app that takes pictures every 60 seconds. He set the phone on top of the bookcase, which had a good view from his bed. There were about 350 pictures taken. And when he scrolled, most of them were just him sleeping. And then in some photos, he noted that David was staring at him. He disappeared in a few photos, but then he returned. He, in each photo, he got closer to Ellis while he was sleeping. Like in one photo, he'd be across the room. In another photo, he'd be coming up towards the bed. In another photo, just closer and closer and closer. Finally, he got so close to the camera, all you could see was his dented head covering half the lens. And y'all, I'll post these pictures. I found them and they're really creepy. In the next photos, there was nothing but Ellis sleeping. So, after this happened, he decided to get out and visit some family. And when he did, he walked outside and found that David had followed him to his family home. Because when he walked outside, he saw little footprints in the snow. Ellis decided to come home back to his apartment, and David returned again. He started attacking Ellis, but then out of nowhere, he started to disappear. Just little by little. You know, he would just, he'd be there every now and then it'd be a day or two, he'd see him again, and then, you know, it went longer to weeks and weeks, and he just disappeared. Ellis was okay. I'm sure he was traumatized, but I don't know what happened to make him go away. And y'all, also, I'm getting this off of an article. I could not finish all the tweets, as I said, so I wish...
Maybe he found someone else he wanted to terrorize.
Maybe somebody else did the Dear David thing and asked him a third question. I bet that's what happened. But yeah, Ellis turned out to be okay. He stands by saying that all of this truly did happen. There's a lot more to it, guys. If you want to, all you have to do is type in the Dear David Twitter feed, and it will pop up. There's a ton to read. It's super interesting, and I'm sure you can understand it a lot better than how I tried to explain it. As I said, the article wasn't that great that I was going by, so I do apologize for that. But I am going to post the pictures that I found. Those are very, very scary. And again, he never found out who David was, and I wish he did. I wish he could have found some kind of newspaper article about a child that maybe lived in that area, something, you know, because I would like to know what the whole green thing is that, you know, he was attracted to. And maybe it was the marble. Maybe that was his favorite marble. I don't know. But it is a good story. As a matter of fact, And That's Why We Drink podcast covers the whole thing, and they do a wonderful job. If y'all want to listen to that to get more info on it, or as I said, you can look it up. There's tons of YouTube videos where people are like, Dear David's real, And also, Ellis actually has a movie deal and is doing the whole Dear David movie, and that is coming up soon.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very scary, and I hope they do it right so you get the full effect of it, because it will be amazing. But I did want to do this, and this story has always fascinated me, and I really, really like it. It just went viral really quick, and people seem to grasp to it. And I hate that Twitter deleted it. I really do. But as I said, to this day, he still kind of clings to it and still says that it happened. So, what do you think?
I don't know.
Do you think it was... Because I know in sleep paralysis, I know you can see things also. You had sleep paralysis that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see anything?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't? You just felt like something was holding you down? That would be so scary. But yes, I did learn today that some people, when they have sleep paralysis, will see things, will hallucinate. So maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I think it's very cool, though.
It'd be cool if there was like more evidence of it, of like different people.
And see, as I said, there is on YouTube, but who knows? You know what I mean? When that went viral and people saw all the attention he was getting, of course, they're like, oh, watch my YouTube channel. I did Dear David and it's so true. And let me tell you my story, you know? So, you know, and also you can go on Reddit and look it up. There's some things on Reddit that I saw, and Creepypasta as well. You can always go to Creepypasta and look it up. But I'm sorry that ran over, guys. Do you have anything?
Nope.
You good?
I'm good.
All right, y'all. I hope y'all have a wonderful week. Maybe we'll do a mini episode since this one was kind of a bust.
And new good year.
And a happy new year, yes, for sure. Y'all stay safe, and we will talk to y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.